David decided not to show up. And here tonight, I want to tell you that there is no tomorrow, that today is the day to rise up and take your place. Let me know that our theme for the year is to rise up. Come on. Our theme for the year is to rise up. If I would ask each and every one of you, have you rose up this year? Are you the one that says, I'm raising up this year? What would your answer be? Have you raised up in your prayer life? Have you raised up in your word life? Have you raised up in your discipleship, in your evangelism life? It's our time to raise up, to rise up. In John 4:35, it says, do not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest. Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. Let me know that we need to stop living in tomorrow, that today is the day. God's called us in this time for us to rise up. That is our time right now. There's a reason why we came up with this theme, rise up. It's because there's too many people going to hell. There's too many people that don't know Jesus that are not going to heaven. And God's called us as Victory Outreach Albuquerque to rise up. As I just look at the news, I see craziness happening. I see mass murders. I see shootings. Just today in San Antonio, Texas, I heard that a shooting happened outside of a church. 27 people died right outside of a church. Let me know that it's our time to rise up. That there are people that are hurting in this city, in Albuquerque, that are hurting. And it's our time to rise up. When someone says something, tell your neighbor, rise up. The harvest is ready. All we got to do is go out and get them. I mean, you know, the times are not going to get any better. Let me say that again. The times are not going to get any better. That God has called us in this time as Victory Outreach Albuquerque to rise up and take your place. God's called us to go out and reach our neighbors and reach our coworkers and reach this community. There's too many people that don't know Jesus. It's our time to rise up. Second point is be where you're supposed to be. In 2 Samuel, we're going to read from 2 to 5. It says, then it happened one evening that David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. And from the roof, he saw a woman bathing. And the woman was very beautiful to behold. So David sent and inquired about the woman. And someone said, is that not Bathsheba, the daughter of Eliam, the wife of Uriah the Hittite? Then David sent messengers and took her and came to him. And he laid with her, for she was cleansed from her impurity. And she returned to her house, and the woman conceived. So she sent and told David and said, I am with child. So here in this passage, the first scripture said that it was time for David, for kings to go out to war. And David decided to stay back. And see, when we're not where we're supposed to be, let me say it again, when we're not where we're supposed to be, it's easy for us to fall into sin. David was supposed to be out in war. Let me know that we are in a war right now, right? David was supposed to be somewhere and decided not to go. And this is what happened. When he decided not to go, he seen this lady and he fell into sin, right? And then he didn't just sleep with her. He got her pregnant. And then if you keep reading, it says he just kept messing up and messing up. He tried to get Uriah to cover it up and go sleep with his wife. Didn't happen. So he ends up sending Uriah into the battlefield to be killed. So David, from one sin, from not showing up, turns into all these other sins. And then his life just started to spiral downward, right? And so when we're not where we're supposed to be, it's easy for Satan to come in. When we're not where we're supposed to be, Satan has a door into our lives, right? Let me know that you are not called to be in the club. You are not called to be at a bar. You are not called to be hanging around with people that are smoking weed, right? We're called to reach those people, but we're not called to go and be a part of that, right? It's our time to rise up and not be comfortable. We need to show up, and we're in a war. The Bible says in Ephesians 6:12, for we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of the age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. I like the way the message reads. It says, this is no afternoon athletic contest. I'll say that again. This is no afternoon athletic contest that we'll walk away from and forget about in a couple hours. This is for keeps, a life and death fight to the finish against the devil and all of his angels. How many know that we are in a war? Victory Outreach Albuquerque, we are in a war and Satan wants to take you out. The Bible says that Satan came to kill, to steal, and destroy, and Satan wants to take you out. And every inch that you give him, he'll grab onto. Every inch that you give Satan, he'll grab onto, and he'll use that against you. That's why we got to show up to where we're supposed to be. Let me tell you this story. So through high school, I was raised as a Christian. I served God, and I've said this story before. Maybe some of you guys in gang have heard this, but through high school, I was serving as a leader in my youth ministry. I didn't cuss. I didn't drink. I followed God as best as I could. But I remember the last week of school is called senior week. Seniors don't go to school that week, right? And so I decided, you know what? I feel like being cool this week. And I decided to go to some parties this week. My whole high school career, I had a good testimony. And the last week, I decided, you know, I'm going to go to this party. And I was drinking at this party. And then I went home after that week, and I went back to being a Christian. And I thought, you know what? Everything's cool. Nobody found out. Nobody noticed. Until one day, I'm at Arby's. How many guys like Arby's? I'm at Arby's. I order my food. I go through the drive-thru, and I see one of the youngsters that's on my basketball team. And he's like super excited talking to me. He's like, hey, Dre, you still go to that church? So I'm like, I'm all excited. I'm like, yes, I get a witness to this dude. Yeah, you should come check it out. And he says, you know what? I'll never go to your church. I look at him like, what do you mean? He goes, I seen you at that party. I seen you drinking. You guys are a bunch of hypocrites. And because I decided not to show up where I was supposed to be, and I went to another place where I shouldn't have been, I should have been in the presence of God, but instead I was in the presence of sin, I ruined my testimony. I messed up because I didn't show up where I was supposed to be. And the same thing here with David. He was supposed to be in a war. It was the time when kings went out to war, and he decided to stay back. And so my heart sunk when that kid said that. I was somewhere I didn't belong. I belonged in the presence of God. I belonged with the church, and I was with the partiers. Come on, can you guys relate? Come on, we all mess up, but how many of you know that God restores, right? So if we mess up, we could get back on track, but we need to be where we're supposed to be. So David tried to do something. He tried to send Joab in his place. And you know what? Joab did a good job. It said that they went out and they conquered this army, right? So Joab went in his place and he did that. But I want to tell you that you cannot, nobody else can meet your need. Nobody else can take care of your calling. You can't send somebody else in your calling. That's your calling. God's called you to do it. Your calling can't be fulfilled by anybody else. The third thing I want to say is we can't take days off. David took the day off. He called in sick. He said, you know what? I got a cold. I'm not going to war today. It was his time, but he got lazy. When God calls us to be somewhere, we need to show up. When we don't show up, we leave the battlefield empty. How many of you guys have ever played a sport? Okay. How many of you guys have ever played a sport? Wow. I'm just kidding. When you don't show up to a game, what happens? You forfeit, right? Say a team you're supposed to play, like today the Broncos were supposed to play the Eagles and they just did not show up. You can say it, go ahead. But they did not show up and they forfeited the game. And so when you don't show up to the game, when you don't show up to the battle, you forfeit. You let Satan take control. You let Satan walk all over your lives. And so here what happened, David didn't show up. And Satan got a foothold. I mean, like, all Satan needs is you to give him an inch. When you give Satan an inch, he'll take that and he'll use whatever he can to get you to sin. He'll use whatever he can to get you to be comfortable, to miss prayer. You know what? I'm running late today. I don't have to pray. Or he'll get you to not be in your word. Or he'll get you to go hang out with people you shouldn't be hanging out with. The problem with this generation is we refuse to fight. We quit as soon as things get tough. I'm here to tell you, we can't give up without a fight. Come on, you guys called to fight here tonight? We can't give up without a fight. I like David because David was the man, right? So when David was young in 2 Samuel 17, David showed up to everything. It said that his father told him, I want you to take care of the sheep. So David went and he took care of the sheep, right? And then it said later on, if you keep reading, it says, David's dad said, I want you to go take this grain and this bread and this cheese. I want you to take this to your brother. David, again, he showed up, right? He did what he was supposed to do. Let me know that when we're young in Christ and we first come to God, we want to do everything that we can to serve God, right? But sometimes as we get older, we start to be churchified. We start to think we know everything. We start to think we have everything together. Sometimes we begin to slack. So David shows up to this to go give his brothers some food. And then he sees this big old giant dude yelling insults against the armies of Israel. He begins to hear Goliath start talking smack about God. And he looks around and he sees all the Israelite armies. It said that they ran back and they hid in their tents. And so he's looking around and he's like, we're in a war and we got a bunch of ladies in the tents. I'm not saying ladies can't fight because I know VO ladies could throw down, right? But he looks and he says, is there not a cause? He says, is there not a cause? Is nobody going to stand up? So just by David being where he was supposed to be, showing up, he goes to the battle and he sees Goliath and he goes and he takes him out. And it wasn't that David was a better fighter than Goliath. It says that Goliath was a champion fighter, that Goliath had been fighting since he was a youth. He had been taking out people for a long time. But how many know that when you show up to the battle and you take a step of faith, then God's got your back, right? It said that David grabbed his sling and he grabbed his rocks and he started to run toward Goliath. And he started slinging and he hit him in the head. He went over, grabbed his sword and cut his head off. But it wasn't because of anything that he was a better fighter or any of that. It's just because he took a step of faith. And how many know that as Victory Outreach Albuquerque, we need to start taking steps of faith. So David, back then, he showed up to everything. And then here you see later, he's the king for a little while. And it was a time when he was supposed to go to war. And he stayed back. And he decided to be comfortable. He decided to get lazy. Come on, I know sometimes I do not feel like getting up early and praying. Sometimes I don't feel like reading my Bible. Sometimes I want to watch the Broncos lose by 30 points. But I know that I have to get in my word, right? I know that without this word, I'm not going to be sustained. Without reading my Bible, I'm not going to hear from God. Without getting a hold of God in prayer, I'm not going to be able to make it. Without getting a hold of God's presence, I know that any little thing that comes is going to take me out. So we got to show up to the battle and we got to show up in prayer. How many of you guys have ever heard of Babe Ruth? Right? Baseball player. How many of you guys have ever heard of Nolan Ryan? How many of you guys have ever heard of Lou Gehrig? How many of you guys have ever heard of Wally Pipp? One person, two people, okay. I haven't heard of him. I never heard of him. So check this out. I am at school. I work with kids at school. And the janitor, I'm talking to him about sports, and he tells me this story. He's like, you ever heard of Wally Pipp? And I was like, I have no idea who that is. So Wally Pipp, he was a starter on the Yankees. And he was one of the best home run hitters of his time, right? And so one day, like a week before, he gets hit in the head with a baseball, right? So he plays the next couple games, and then he goes to his manager, and he says, can I take the day off? I have a headache. So the manager says, okay. So he puts in Lou Gehrig, and Wally Pipp never gets his place back. Lou Gehrig becomes to be one of the greatest baseball players to ever live. And this is what Wally Pipp quoted. He said, I took the two most expensive aspirins in history. He forfeited his starting spot over a headache. I don't know if you guys get this. This guy was one of the best baseball players, but he decided, I got a headache, so I'm not going to show up. And how do you know that it's sad when I see Christians miss church because they got a headache? I see Christians miss church because some circumstances rise up. You know, we're Victory Outreach. We're not called to be ordinary. We're not called to just be like the church down the block. We're called to show up and do what we're supposed to do. We're called. And we can't just be sitting out on the sidelines over a headache. Galatians 6:9, you could come to the keyboard. Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not grow weary in doing good, for in due season we will reap if we do not give up." How many know that when we feel like giving up or not showing up, we got to still press on? Come on. I want everybody to say, "I'm going to press on." Say it again. Say, "I'm going to press on." How many know that if the devil can get you to not show up, or he could get you to quit, then he wins. If he can get you to not show up to church when you're fighting with your wife, or you're fighting with your husband, or your kids are acting crazy, or you get a flat tire, guess what? He wins. Satan doesn't want you to get to church because he doesn't want to hear the word of God. He doesn't want you to get encouragement from your brothers and your sisters. He doesn't want you to feel God's presence. If he could get you to just give up, he wins. That scripture says, "Do not give up, and in due time you will reap a harvest." I know some of us here, we've been serving God for a long time. I look out and I see people that have been faithful. I see people that have been here for a long time. And even those of you maybe not be may not have been here for a long time, you've been serving God. And this scripture says, in due time, do not give up. In due time, you will reap a harvest. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to give up. This is the time to rise up. It's not the time to give up. It's the time to rise up. Stand to your feet tonight. The scripture says, in due time, we will reap a harvest. Today, we need to keep fighting more than ever. And I know that times get tough, and I know that times are hard, but how many know that you need to still show up? When you're going through something, you need to still show up. How many know that when you're struggling, it's not the time to stay home? When you're struggling, when you feel like you're not close to God, that's the time to get to these altars. That's the time to go to your leaders and say, "I need help." When you mess up, it's not the time to give up. When you fall into sin, it's not the time to say, "Oh, I'm done." You know what God's blood does? It covers our sins. It's not the time to give up. It's the time to rise up. The Bible says, in due time, you will reap a harvest. We've been going at this for a long time as Victory Outreach. And we're about to see this place explode. I believe it. We've been prophesied over. We're about to see this place explode. But what that takes, what that's going to take for us to see this place explode with people, it's not about people, but it's about reaching people, changing lives. But what it's going to take is us to show up. If you're called to usher, you need to show up every week and usher with all of your heart. If you're called to be on the prayer, to pray for people, come and pray with all your heart. If you're called to be in the parking lot, do it with all your heart. Keep showing up. Don't let Satan have that foothold. Your harvest is coming. But it takes us to show up, and it takes us not to give up. We're at a war with the enemy. Satan wants to kill, steal, and destroy. He wants to take you out. Everybody close your eyes. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to open this altar. Maybe you're here tonight, and you say, "You know what? Maybe I feel like giving up. I know maybe you came here tonight, and you're like, 'I don't even know why I'm here.'" Maybe you feel like, "I'm done, I'm through." But God's telling you it's not the time to give up. It's the time to rise up. Or maybe you feel like, "You know what? I've been doing this for a while. God, when is your harvest going to come? When are you going to come through?" The Bible says that in due time, in God's time, you're going to reap the harvest. Just stay on the battlefield. Keep showing up. Keep pressing on. Keep going. Father God, I pray, God, right now, God, as we open this altar, God, that you would come, God. You would strengthen us and you would meet us here. When these altars are open, come up to these altars. Let's give it to God tonight.